Dr. Hubner now dictating a crank note on Drew, D-R-E-W, last name L-O-N-G, birthday 11-10-07, dictation 8-9-25. Patient here. With father, with history of cough congestion, slight sore throat for the past several days. States he thinks he's getting better. Review of symptoms, non-contributory, past history and remarkable. Social family history, non-contributory, physical symptoms, hearing thin, no acute distress, dead eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Slight erythema of the pharynx, lung neck sub over that masses, lung scale oxidation compression, heart rate rhythm, without members of gallop, abdominal stalk, again, regular retina, skin, crimson, nose, sagittal, all within normal limits. Patient had testing and recommended testing, including COVID and flu, which was used by father. Compression, viral upper respiratory infection with viral pharyngitis, possible early sinusitis, given injections for Herceptin, dexamethasone with CPAC, Metro dose pack, to take dextromorphan, increased vitamin C, shots given in quest of father. Dr. Halberdier now dictating clinic notes on Chelsea Chapin, C-H-E-L-S-E-A, middle name Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E, last name T-H-I-G-P-E-N. Patient presents with a long history, here to get x-ray of lower back. Say she had a back injury, was low back pain 2 years ago. He has seen pain management, has been seeing Dr. Lee in Cold Springs for routine care, referred to a neurologist. Years ago, so she might have a sciatica. Refer to Dr. Sim, pain MD, with epidural to her back in June. Described worsening and pain for 2 weeks, and improvement for several days, and then with recurrence, cause of cost of epidural, quote, $11,000, quote, with uncertainty of insurance payment, elected not to have repeat epidural. Has been referred to a neurosurgeon by Dr. Sims. Seen Dr. Patel, well, plans to see Dr. Patel, neurosurgeon, microsurgery, with recommended MRI to be obtained of lower back. MRI obtained several years ago showed minimal bulging evidence. pause. Minimal bulging, L4 or 5. Dr. Sims did epidural without repeating MRI based on history and symptoms. States pain is now better now, 3 over 10. But after epidural, patients say she began to have a severe pain to upper back and both arms with numbness and paresthesia to hands. Has been getting hydrocodone from her PCP, Dr. Sims in Cold Springs. Excuse me, Dr. Lee in Cold Springs. And seen by Dr. Sims, prescribed her buprenorphine. The patient was afraid to take because she read online that it was more dangerous than hydrocodone. Given refills on hydrocodone by Dr. Sims. With referral back to PCP. States that was told recently that he cannot continue to give her pain pills. She has a few hydrocodone left. States she's not requesting refills on hydrocodone, but she wants to have x-ray of her LS spine, which hasn't been taken, with x-rays of C and thoracic spine ordered by Dr. Sims. Advised to get those x-rays and referral to a neurosurgeon, Dr. Ready, not seen yet. Say she came here to get requests for low back x-rays. Previous symptoms, stress with non-contributory past medical history as above. Pause. 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 That's an awkward history. Taking hydrocodone as above. Social history, has 4 children. With husband and help from mother. Family history, Stacy has a grandparent and uncle with severe spinal disease, requiring surgery. Physicals and general appearance, patient is not in acute distress, head, eyes, ears, nose, throat within normal limits, neck, soft tissue swelling, right posterior lateral neck without fluctuance, slight in duration, mid cervical spine, Should I stretch my cushion? Heart rate risen without nursing out. Abdomen assault pad again, negative tenders. Back tenders noticed. LS junction with painful straight leg raising without radiculopathy. Skin and joints, otherwise the tendon is normal, except in person. Patient seen for chronic low back pain, a history of a mild left foramen disc bulge L4-L5, without stenosis identified 3 years ago. With recent epidural, better, now worse, and now getting better again, but still painful. Evidence of neck pain with radiculopathy and neuropathy in hands, both hands. Not discussed with primary doctor or pain doctor yet. Pause. Skin extremities within normal, otherwise within normal limits. Impression. Low back pain with history of discopathy 3 years ago on MRI without nerve compression. Recent neck pain with evidence of radiculopathy, neuropathy without evaluation. PCP or pain doctor scheduled to see neurosurgeons for further evaluation with recommendation of repeat MRI of lower back. We'll need additional studies of neck. Because of history of low back pain with MRI, repeat MRI recommended by neurosurgeon and acute onset of moderate severe neck pain, will obtain plain films of LS spine not done previously, as well as MRI lumbosacral spine and also cervical spine, with follow up with neurosurgeon for further evaluation. Patient advised that she would have to continue to get pain pills from PCP and to follow up with pain doctor if advised after neurosurgical evaluation. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.